Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fun stat. Remember how everybody said, oh, the Royals, they do so well against the White Sox. They're 12-1 against them. Well, so are the Minnesota Twins. Minnesota versus everybody else is 60-60. How you done?
What are the Royals against everybody else?
Better than 60-60 because they have a better record than the Minnesota Twins.
What is the Royals record right now?
75-15. That's bad. I can look.
So they're 75 wins? 5 minus 2 is 3. 7 minus 1 is those they got. 63 wins. Not against everybody else. I mean, who cares? It's who you are, who you play.
What
right?
is the everybody said? No, the Royals are 75-59.
75-59.
Subtract 12 from that number.
So they'd be 63 yeah. and
58.
Yeah, 63-58 without the White Sox.
And the Twins
there.
Are 60-60 against everybody else. The Twins are 3.5 games so back from Cleveland, 2.5 behind the Royals.
Yeah, 3 games in the win column, 2 games in the loss column. So yeah, the White Sox, man. Look. If you didn't take advantage of the White Sox this year, that's on you.
Yep.
That is on you. The Royals did what they were supposed to do. You kept a losing team losing. They beat up on the White Sox. We've got to stop worried about that, apologizing for that, and caring about the fact that they were 12-1 against the Chicago White Sox. Who gives a rip? They were on the schedule. They took care of business. The story would be, what if they didn't go 12-1 against the Chicago White Sox, right? Right. Like, where would they be right now if they were 6-6 or 6-7 or 7-6 against the Chicago White Sox? That's the story. They took care of business. They blew the doors off the White Sox. You don't apologize for that at all. I hate when people sit there and say, well, they were 12-1 against. So?
Right.
It's still a alleged Major League Baseball team in Chicago. You still have to go out there and play the game. You still have to go out there and get the win, and the Royals did just that. They did what they were supposed to do. You get credit for that.
Right. But the Royals are done with Cleveland for now. They will play Cleveland Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I believe all 3 games are night games because I remember Alex Gold said that their Wednesday show was their last one-hour show. But
no more day baseball?
I don't think so. I'd have to look at their schedule, but
no,
I think it's, I mean,
possible.
It's over. I don't know. Cause like, why would they not be on, I guess, unless it's like from 10 to, that can't be right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right. I think, well, they've been playing those like Wednesday night games and I know they play Cleveland Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But I want to say that game's probably it's like 7 o'clock at night on a Wednesday. So they play Wednesday at 6:40.
Okay.
September 4th.
Ah, you go back to the 6:40 times now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. School's back
That's
in session,
right.
man.
School's back in session, brother.
So, yeah, they'll play Monday, September 2nd on the holiday at 3:10. They'll play Tuesday at 6:40. They'll play Wednesday at 6:40. Then, of course, ain't nobody in that parking lot except for the Chiefs fans on Thursday night. And then you get that big series against the Twins. We've been talking about this week coming up, and we have to wait a little bit because we're not quite there yet because you have to take what's in front of you at the moment. And that team right now is the Houston Astros.
Right.
Binkley sent me a text earlier. The Royals are 8-1 in their last 9 games against the Houston Astros.
Okay.
So they've been pretty effective
against
them.
They were good at the beginning of the year against Houston, man. They kicked Houston in really good in the early part of this season.
Right. I think that was the text. I want to make sure I'm being factually correct for Jay Binkley because the guy loves it. But he says, yeah, they've won 8 of their last 9 against Houston, a.k.a. ownership. Continue that. Houston is first place in the West. They're 71-62. They're 35-29 at home. 36-33 away, and their last 10 games, they're 4-6. The Royals in their last 10 games are 6-4. On the road, they're 34-31. Love to see that. And they're 41-28. They have a 75-59 record. They're one game back behind Cleveland, who Cleveland will play Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and the Dodgers, whereas the Royals will play Houston, Cleveland, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. So much harder for the Royals, yeah.
Essentially, though, if the Royals could take care of business, go win 3 out of 4, split with Houston, win 2 out of 3 against Cleveland, and then win 2 out of 3 against Minnesota, you could essentially see the Central starting to creep back into the 8-1-6 if that's sort of the thing that you want to look ahead of time. But you just took 3 out of 4 from Cleveland. You're in this gauntlet or this riptide or this final home stretch of the season. You just got to keep playing the ball that you know how to play, which is speed, defense, starting pitching, and you're sending into Houston Singer, Lugo, Reagans, bang, 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 first 3 games, going into Houston, playing against a team that, well, not as good as you are on the road, not as good as you are at home, not as good as you are overall record-wise, and not as good as you've been the last 10 games.
I need a good start from Brady Singer tonight. I'm not bought into him, and I would trade him in the offseason. He's a 4 at best, but a lot of people believe that he's a good, you know, starter, okay? He needs to step up big tonight. Like, how big a boy are you, right? Like tonight's a big night for Brady Singer. Thank you. Brady Singer tonight, I don't want to say needs to be that stopper because it's only one loss, but that was a devastating loss, in my opinion, yesterday. How do you respond from that? And you're only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. Brady's been shaky lately. Like, it's time for Brady Singer to go out there, be a big boy. Let's go. Get a good start under your belt against a good team and say, okay, I am a guy you can count on in the postseason. Because right now, Brady Singer, I'm looking at right now in the first round of the postseason, it's going to be dicey whether or not he's even on the postseason roster because you don't need 4 starters. You're going to go with Lugo, you're going to go with Reagans, and you're probably at this point in time going to go with Waka as your 3 starters in the postseason. Is Brady Singer a guy you want rolling out of the bullpen? I don't think that Brady Singer's a guy that I want rolling out of the bullpen at this point in time. So he's got another 29 days, probably another 4 starts to show that he even belongs on the postseason roster. Because when you get into the postseason, each round you advance, you can change your roster, you can adjust your roster. I'd rather see the Royals maybe go with an extra bat instead of, you know, you're not going to need a starting pitcher, you know, other than 3 of them in that first round of the postseason. So there's a good chance Brady Singer does not make the first round postseason roster. And right now, he's got to go out there and earn that back. Tonight's a big opportunity for Brady Singer. Let's see what he can do.
I mean, I think he's definitely one of your top 3 starters when it comes to the playoffs.
I disagree. Waka, Lugo, and Reagans are your top 3 starters for me.
Fair enough. But last time he went up against Houston, 5 innings, 5 hits, 4 strikeouts, only 1 earned run as they got the victory last time he pitched in that game. And his last couple starts, not the greatest, but he had a good one against Cincinnati, right? Went, let's see here. He went 6 innings, gave up 5 hits, struck out, I believe, 5, struck out 6. Obviously, the one sandwiched around that, the Philadelphia start, not great. Minnesota, not great. Boston, not great. The common theme there, all good teams, all playoff team-ish, right, if you want to put that there. Philly, obviously. Boston, maybe. Minnesota, maybe. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, this is a game where it's the ball gets handed to Brady Singer at the start of a series against a Houston team that is always going to be content. You know, you got Bregman at 3rd. You have Yordan Alvarez, who I think hit 2 or 3 home runs last night. Jose Altuve is still there.
Nolan Ryan's pitching tonight.
Right. Well, he might be behind home plate. But this is, again, it's the way the Royals have to live is I think the way that I'm looking at the way that this series against Cleveland went is you did your job. You won 3 out of 4. Yes, yesterday you lost. You had the lead. Whatever. It's 1 loss out of 4 where you won 3 of those games and you took an advantage of a series and gained 2 games on the first place team. Plus you gained a tiebreaker with the overall matchup in the regular season. Now you go into Houston. I think Houston has more pressure than the Royals do going into this series. And you get Brady Singer, you get Seth Lugo, and you get Cole Reagans as the first 3 guys to throw and shove for the Kansas City Royals. And I have no worries with Brady Singer, what he can go out there and do tonight, because this is a type of game where Brady Singer can go out there and be that guy. This isn't a team that's in his head like Minnesota. This is a team that he's already pitched against. He's gone five innings, gave up five hits, struck out six, gave up one earned run. It was a home run, but they won the game when he was on the mound. And this is one of those games where I don't need Brady Singer to go out there and give me eight innings, two hits. I'm not asking for that. Give me six, give me a quality start, and I think this team will be just fine because the offense is doing just fine as well with the homegrown talent that we'd mentioned earlier with Bobby, Vinny, Sal, Massey, Melendez. Let me see what those guys do. And finally, Bob, finally, we get Bobby Witt Jr. in a joker of a ballpark.
Yeah, right.
Give me a couple home runs for Bobby Witt Jr.
down left field over those Crawford boxes out there in left field. I think that's going to be a lot of fun to see. But,
right,
you know, MJ giveth, MJ taketh away. Yesterday, he kicking the ball all around, right? Like, come on, MJ, play like you did on Monday. That was a fantastic play on Monday. But, like, for Brady Singer, to me, the biggest thing is, can he deal with adversity? And he's a guy that shows, man, somebody gets on, somebody scores a run, he doesn't do so well in those type of situations.
Right.
I need him to show me that he can handle adversity and get through these tough situations. And so we'll see. I mean, it's a big start for Brady Singer, in my opinion, tonight. I think he is pitching for his postseason roster spot. Because if he goes out there,
I
think if he goes out there and pitches poorly against Houston, and you mentioned all the other teams that he hasn't pitched good against, he's not pitching good against the playoff style teams. And so that's who you need to be pitching good against when you get to the playoffs. And he may just be a guy that's a fourth starter that's good against Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, and he fills a need for you during the regular season. But when the postseason comes around, is he one of your three starters that you can rely on in that first round, in that wild card round, or that divisional playoff round?
Yeah, I mean, the ERA in the long season, I mean, I get it. Like, hasn't performed well against good teams. The playoffs will be all good teams. But again, if not Singer, you're going Waka. So you go Lugo, Riggins, Waka. I mean, again, I wouldn't be upset about that. Waka's been great in the second half of the season.
Waka's been fantastic.
What a great problem to have. You get to choose between four pitchers to pick out three to see who can go. But I think it is going to be Singer, Lugo, Riggins as their three-headed monster moving forward.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!